To open up the Bibles that you'll find in front of you to page 1 in the New Testament section of the Bible. Page 1, looking at that passage that Archie helpfully read for us, Matthew 1, 18 to 25. Brilliant. I want to start by asking you all here this morning, what's the best gift that you've ever received? What is the best gift you've ever received? Have a little think about that. Chat to the person next to you, or the people that you came with, or people around you, and ask each other that question. What is the best gift you have ever had, ever been given? Well, let me draw your conversation to a close. I want to hear from some of you now about what's the best gift. Alan's going to go around with the mic. Put your hand up if you have got an answer to the question.
This hand shot up straight away.
A beanbag.
A beanbag? That's a brilliant present.
Lego.
Lego, classic.
A teddy.
Nice. I've never been given one of those. It's very sad.
Jesus.
Oh.
Spoiler.
Sit down, we're done. Family, oh, they're all so nice. Oh.
My Bible.
Oh. Should we just sit down and let them take over? What do you think?
Love for my whole family.
Oh, they're all so nice. I was expecting, like, more toys.
Batman toys.
Batman toys, yes. There we go, that's more like it.
Bunny.
A bunny? A real one or a toy one? A toy one, yeah, because real ones leave a lot of mess, don't they? Or so I'm told. Teddy Bunny, there you go. Any grown-ups or any...
Robin.
Robin? Excellent. Sounds good. How long do you want me to keep doing this for, Joe?
Yeah, one more.
One more, okay. I'll go right back down the front.
Lego.
Lego.
Brilliant.
Excellent. Nice way to round it off. There we go.
Thank you, guys. Well, the best... I mean, some of them are nearly made Alad cry there. But the best gift that I've ever been given is this bike, right? I know you probably look at it and it looks a bit lame. But when I was 12, right, I didn't have a bike, but I loved cycling. And one Christmas morning, I came downstairs, and there it was, something that looked like this, in the centre of the room. My sisters were jealous. It was just, look at it. It's got back and front suspension. No, but that was like the first of its kind around that time. 21 gears. I mean, 21. It was brilliant. I loved it. Do you know what the bike could do for me? I mean, I could get out of my house. I could go anywhere. I was free. It was amazing. I mean, you might think that's a little bit lame. But that was one of the best gifts that I've ever been given. I was expecting maybe some of you to say an iPhone. So, I've got an iPhone. This one's an iPhone 6S, okay? I got it last year. It was a pretty good gift. But you know, since last year, it was quite new at the time. It wasn't the latest, it was quite new. Since last year, 4 more models of iPhones have been released. And we're on something like the iPhone XYZ model now. The thing about gifts that we get, they can easily be forgotten. Or they can easily be replaced, can't they? I mean, my bike, that was the best gift I've ever received. I don't know where it is now. I rode on it for about a year or two, and then it probably went in the shed and was rusted for a couple of years, and then my mum probably got rid of it. I still remember it, but it's gone. iPhone 6... This was amazing when I first got it. Whereas now, I just want the next one. I want the XR. It's the same with other things as well. So, a few weeks ago, I was around Alad's house, right? And we were playing on his Xbox, as you do on your day off. And Alad's wife, Jo, had gone round to my house to meet up with Beth and watch Strictly Come Dancing. I can't stand Strictly Come Dancing. On the outside, inside I quite like it, especially Musical Week. But I went over to Alan's house, we did a little swap, and we played Xbox, yeah. We played this game called Battlefield, I don't know if you've come across it. It's a World War One game, so you get to experience World War One stories, and it actually does show you the actual brutality of war and all the horrible stuff that happened. And me and Al, we're there, we're playing this game, and the game's just beautiful. You look around, it's visibly stunning. And we were talking about, and we were playing it for hours, actually, until my wife texted me, like, when are you coming home? I could have played it even longer. But we were playing it for hours, and it was amazing. And then I looked up on my phone, and I looked up, there's a new Battlefield coming out. It may already be out now, but it's a new one coming out, Battlefield 5. Adam may get that one. And I'm going to invite myself around his house, and we're going to play that game. But we're not going to play the old game, are we? We'll play the new game. The old game that we loved and we played, it's gone. It'll probably collect dust. We'll be playing the new game. It's the same with... So it is rare, isn't it, to get gifts that we love and enjoy that actually truly are amazing gifts that we keep for a long time. But most gifts we get the novelty wears off. We can easily forget them, can't we? We can easily replace them. I'm sure there's countless of things you can think of where you've really enjoyed it at the time, but then within a month, a year, you've forgotten about it and replaced it. I'm going to show a little video clip now. Alan showed one from Indiana Jones last week. This one's from Toy Story. This is my favourite. It's a clip that kind of along those lines, that theme of being replaced. So we just sit back and watch it.
One of that also brought a tear to your eye as you watched the brutality of being replaced, as Woody found Andy's favourite toy. I don't know if you've seen it. He gets replaced by Buzz Lightyear. I mean, it all works out in the end, but it's a sad moment, isn't it? But that's the reality of life. We get things, we enjoy them for a while, and then we throw them away, we replace them. Either they break things. I mean, Christmas last year, I remember Lydia, my daughter, getting her some toys. She loved it. I spent all day setting these toys up for her. And like by Boxing Day, they're broken. What's the point? But the best gifts, aren't they? The ones that do last long. They're not temporary. They last a lot longer. They can't be easily forgotten. They can't be easily replaced. The best gifts cannot be replaced. Maybe thinking a bit like a family pet, someone said that, you know, a wedding ring, your children, your marriage, friendships, friends. There truly are great gifts, aren't they, to have, to enjoy in this life. A lot of you said that, actually, when I asked that first question, expecting more things like iPhones and Xboxes. You all said, like, family, friends. It was really nice, actually, to hear that. They really are great gifts, aren't they? Families and friends. They can't be easily forgotten or replaced. But sadly, even these things do not last. Sadly, the reality of life, isn't it, that marriages sadly do break up. Friendships are broken. Families lose loved ones all the time. Even those precious gifts don't last. We can also think of people around the world. You know, we're having this, it's amazing that we're giving people, even just on a doorstep, all these things for them who are more the needy and helpless and homeless. And it's great that we can give to them, but there's people all over the world, isn't there, that have nothing. They're not thinking about the next iPhone or the next Xbox. They're thinking about food, water, shelter. But the next day, they're going to be hungry again. They're going to be thirsty again. Why is this? Why is this? Why do these things happen? Why do we feel dissatisfied with the stuff and the need to replace things? Why do relationships break up? Why do we feel broken when there's something or someone that is so precious to us when we lose them? Why do we feel so broken? Well, the passage that Archie read out helps us to think about this question, helps us to answer this question. in Matthew 1. I wonder when it was read out, if you noticed the word sins or sin. If you were in a holiday club, some of you were, if you're in a holiday club, you remember Alid talking about a really helpful way to remember sin, an acronym, what it stands for. S for shove off God, I for I'm in charge, and N for no to your rule. See, it's not, sin isn't just the bad things that we do, that is part of it, but it's our natural behaviour towards God. It's our turning our backs on the one who made us. Now, imagine it like this. Alan, pretend you're, just for this illustration, Alan is God.
You all heard that, I'm God. So, Al is God, he's in charge, he made everyone. He made everyone lovingly and gracefully to love each other and to love him and to obey him. But sin, what sin is, it's saying, shove off, I'm in charge, no to your rule. It's saying, actually, God, I don't care that you're king. I'm going to turn my back on you. I'm king now. Even though you made us, I'm in charge now. That is a helpful way to remember sin. Thanks, Alad. You can sit down.
I mean, you can turn the news on every day, can't you? And see something horrible about this world. Broken families, greed, corrupt leaders. But not only this. You only need to look in the mirror. Myself, I look in the mirror and I know I mess things up every day. I don't treat my wife as I should. I say lies. I do things that are bad, but I do them because I want myself to be in charge, no one else. Even children sin. That might come as a bit of a shock, but actually if you have children, you can know the reality of they do things wrong and they don't even have to learn it. I mean, you know, I'm not putting Lydia on the spot again, but the other day we came downstairs and Lydia was hiding under the table, eating hundreds and thousands. It's a bit funny. She didn't learn that from me, not with hundreds and thousands anyway. But and there's plenty of other things you can think of with children that generally do wrong things, and you don't have to teach them to do that. It's in our very nature to be king, isn't it? To be in charge of ourselves. And not only does this affect our relationships with one another, it affects our relationships with God. Right, Alad, I need you again, God.
You should be an engineer. Right, just imagine now, right? Alad is God. So our relationships, the sin that we do, doesn't just affect our relationship with one another. It affects our relationship with God. Sin effectively puts a barrier between us and God. It separates us from God. You can sit down, Alad. Hopefully that will stay up.
Because of this barrier that we've put up, because of our sin, it has results, it has consequences, and it leads to separation from God. We don't want to listen to him. We put ourselves in charge, and the consequence is separation. God is loving, holy, just, and he has to punish sin. He has to punish wrongdoings. And it's the same, you know, when we see some of the things happen in the world, we see injustice, and we cry out, don't we? Like, that's not fair. Why is it happening to them? You know, we cry out for justice to happen. We cry out for the right verdict to be announced. And it's the same with God. In his justice, he announces the guilty to be punished. Anyone who has ever sinned. That's all of us, if we're honest. But in our sin, we receive something we do not deserve. We don't deserve anything, but God gives us something. Not an iPhone. It's not a new Xbox or a new bike or even a new pack of hundreds and thousands kept on the top shelf this time. No, the gift he gives us is far, far greater than anything that we can even think and imagine. So I've got this
present. I need 6 volunteers, maybe 3 boys, 3 girls, and then maybe a few responsible adults. Maybe Dave Brackenbury, your first name comes to mind. Maybe Alad as well, maybe you can come. And maybe Andy as well, you come. Right, I want, so we've got three boys, just cheese, maybe leaders help, cheese 3. Maybe a bit if you stand this side. Thank you, Lydia. You go sit back with Mummy now. Right, I want you guys to open this box. It's just like the practice for Christmas Day, isn't it? I can assure you, it's not a box of ale. Even though it looks like it. Come on, get your fingers into it. Right, what's inside the box? Let's open it. Right, we've got some paper. Okay, right, I need you to organise this. This is verse 21 that Archie read out. I want you to organise it in the right order. So you can have a Bible if that helps you. And I need you guys to hold these, and then the adults will help you organise the right order. You can do this.
Right, could you read it out? Everyone who's looking at them, if everyone who's got a bit of paper, hold it up, and maybe everyone else, let's read it out together. Brilliant. Let's have a round of applause for volunteers. You can go sit down now. Shall name him Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins. The gift that God gives us is Jesus. That is the greatest gift we could ever get. God has graciously given us the gracious gift to deal with our greatest problem. God has graciously given us the greatest gift to deal with our greatest problem. Why is this so great? Well, it's there, isn't it? So you'll bear a son and you'll name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Sins, all the ways in which we hurt each other and all the ways that we hurt God. We've separated ourselves with that barrier. God has sent us Jesus to deal with that problem. Jesus is the greatest gift anyone could ever receive. And we see that word Emmanuel, which means God with us. God sent Jesus to be with us to deal with our greatest problem. So we see, we celebrate Christmas, don't we? To remember that God sent this gift, Jesus, into the world. And we look ahead and we celebrate Easter to see God's gift to his people being accomplished, to be finished. The next song we'll sing after this has these words from In Christ Alone. It says, "Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied for every sin on him, on Jesus, was laid. Here in the death of Christ, I live." See, Jesus, when he died on the cross, he didn't just remove all our sins. He didn't just deal with it and leave us just being innocent. He dealt with the barrier. So the barrier that we have separates us from God.
Sorry. The barrier's been removed. God and us, sinners, we can be friends with him again. That barrier's been dealt with, our sins have been dealt with, and we can be friends with God forever. Jesus isn't like a gift that breaks within 5 minutes. Jesus doesn't get replaced like iPhones or Xboxes. He never disappoints.
He saves us from our greatest problem. He saves us from sins. And if you trust in Jesus, that friendship with God is now open again and you will live forever. That is the greatest gift that you could ever get. Jesus. Look, I have a friend, right, called Charlie. And Charlie, he's a good friend of mine. I've known him for many years. He told me once about a story about when he was younger. He told me that when he was about 12, he used to go with his family home at Christmas, and his cousins used to come round, and his auntie and uncles used to come round. And he had this one favourite auntie. Why was she his favourite? Because she would bring him the best gifts, the biggest gifts she could hardly carry. And he was so excited each year, every year when they came round on Christmas Day morning. He would go to the front window in his living room and wait for his favourite auntie to come, knowing what was she was going to bring. And he'd sit in the window and he'd wait. And she'd see the car come up the drive. And he was so excited. Oh, she's here, she's coming. Oh, I can't wait for that gift. And she comes, opens the car door. Normally, the massive parcel, massive present that she carries wasn't there. There was no present in her hands. Charlie was furious. He was so angry. What was she doing? Where's my present? He ran to the front door, opened it, ran out, and shouted at her, "Where's my present? Where is it?" You could think he's very ungrateful, and yeah, he was. He was so excited about this present coming that he normally gets, and she didn't have it. He was so angry. He ran back inside. And his auntie followed him and said, "Charlie, Charlie, I do have a present for you. It's here in my handbag." She opened up a handbag and handed Charlie a small envelope. Charlie, still very, very angry at this point, looked at this tiny envelope, dreaming of the normal massive presents that he would normally receive. And before his auntie could say anything else, he grabbed the envelope, stormed off, back into the living room where the fire was on, ripped up the envelope and threw it into the fire. His auntie then walked in at this point and saw what had happened. She didn't say anything. And after she went home, Charlie's parents sat down with him and told him what he'd done. You see, inside that small, tiny envelope was a present. Inside the envelope was tickets to Disneyland Paris. All that was left of those tickets were now ash. Non-refundable, by the way. They were ash, the same colour as Charlie's face at that point. So for Charlie, the greatest gift at that time were these things, and he just ripped it up and threw it into the fire. Why do I share that story? It's because I don't want you to be like Charlie. I don't want you to be like my friend Charlie. Don't rip up or discount the great gift of Jesus. Don't rip it up and discount him before you've looked further into what he's like, what he's done for us. In the new year, we're going to be running some more Christianity Explore classes. If you're interested, please come along. Please speak to Alad or Rob or myself and say you're interested in coming, because it would be great to have you. Even if you just want to come and just sit there and listen, you'd be very welcome. I urge you not to be like my friend Charlie. If you look down with me at the passage, verses 24 and 25, it says this: "When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took Mary as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus." At first, Joseph was quite sceptical. You know, his wife was pregnant, and he wasn't the one who did it. It was God. At first, he was sceptical, but then obviously an angel of the Lord came to him and said, "No, this is who he's going to be. He's going to save people from their sins." And Joseph accepted. and took Jesus into his family when he was born and raised him as his own father. Some of you may be sitting there thinking, well, Joseph, he had an angel. You know, if an angel came to me, yeah, I'd believe. Of course I would. But actually, the angel is more like the Amazon delivery guy. There you go. A messenger. He hands out, you know, when Amazon comes, you don't want to speak to the person. You want to receive the gift that they bring, don't you? Even though it's a gift you've already ordered, you still get excited about it, even though you're the one that bought it. You're more excited about the package than the Amazon delivery guy. I imagine going on holiday to Disneyland Paris, and your parents are driving across the border, and they're driving down to Paris. Maybe your dad's moaning about driving on the right-hand side of the road. Maybe your mum's trying to read a map. And you get nearer, you see signs. You see this sign, Disneyland Paris. 50 miles away, and you can drive further. 20 miles away, and you're so excited. Disneyland Paris! I can't wait! 10 miles away, the excitement, you start singing Disney songs, you're loving it. 5 miles away, and you stop the car, you get out, and you have a picnic looking at the sign. That would be ridiculous, wouldn't it? Just think about that. You don't marvel at the sign. You marvel at the amazingness that is Disneyland Paris, the actual place. See, Jesus is far greater than a sign. Jesus is far greater than the Amazon delivery guy. He's greater than the messenger. He's greater than the angel that came to Joseph. God with us. Jesus, Emmanuel, is God with us, which is far better than God is on his way. God has graciously given us the greatest gift to deal with our greatest problem. And I want to finish by encouraging you. When you're sitting around eating your Christmas dinner, eating those pigs and blankets that everyone loves, opening the presents, and just enjoying how our culture celebrates Christmas, which is great, by the way. I just want you to have a think about the greatest gift that we have ever got. That's not temporary, that cannot be broken or replaced. Remember Jesus, given to you to save you from your sin. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much for this greatest gift that you have given to us, even though we don't deserve it because of our sin. Thank you so much that this greatest gift, we can accept that, accept Jesus freely, and know that we will have eternal life. Thank you so much for Jesus. Please help us to remember Jesus this Christmas. In his name we pray. Amen.